They're trying to vilify a whole side, conservatives this time. And we told people, look, the FBI is coming for us because we were there to stand against the government and to say we want a fair election.
Hey guys, I'm here at the Red Pill Expo, and I'm with my friend David Sumrall. He has been doing so much work on the January 6th mostly peaceful protest, the hoax that the regime and its allies in the fake media are peddling as an insurrection. Yep, true story. He also has StopHate.News. He's the founder there, a new news outlet they're working on, and he created an incredible documentary. You can find it at StopHate.News/writinghistory, but it's not writing with a W, it's R-I-G-H-T-I-N-G, history. So you want to go check out that documentary. David, thank you for being here. You spoke at the Red Pill Expo now. You know, this is now becoming a huge issue, and you played a major role in that happening. Tucker Carlson has just blown the lid off this to a national audience. But we still have huge numbers of political prisoners. Where do we go from here with this fraud that the powers that be are playing on us?
It's sheer numbers. You know it as well as I do. There's over 600 arrests. There's over 100 people in confinement. There's probably 30, 40 people in house arrest. It's nonstop. And I think it's awareness. I don't think enough people still today know what's going on, that there are people being tortured. They can't cut their hair or shave if they don't take a shot. They can't have the freedom to practice their religion. They don't have access to chaplains and services on Sunday, anything. 10 months, a lot of these people are still unaware. And if they've heard about it, they think, well, maybe they deserve to be there. Maybe they did something wrong. I really don't know. That's why we need to get the truth out and show the video of what happened, how it's been just screwed as a narrative to fit the left's agenda, and this is all why it's a setup. And that's what we show, you know, in our documentary. So,
yeah, and one of the things that's become a really hot issue, and this was a conspiracy theory until recently, but FBI involvement, FBI informants, potential false flag. You know, to the best of your understanding, what was the role of the FBI in all of this?
Probably the same role it was in the Michigan plot against Whitmer. You know, where they orchestrate the event, they hire the people to participate, they participate themselves, and then they don't get locked up at the end of the day. I mean, it's usually the same story. We've seen this, you know, with every situation, I guess, that the FBI has ever been involved with, because they're reactive. They may know the bomber's going to be there, but they don't do anything till after the fact. They knew this was going to happen. They sent their agents in, their provocateurs, their unindicted co-conspirators, to do these things. We got it on video. We see Ray Epps. We helped popularize him. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know if he's a good guy or bad guy, but he's there. He's saying these things, and someone needs to address it logically, you know, from over here, not involved, you know, and just like a court case, everybody deserves their day. But let's get down to the reasons, find out who did what. Just like the Michigan thing, we would have thrown every conservative under the bus. Y'all wanted to kidnap the governor, and that no, actually it was the FBI, and they wanted to murder her. It wasn't just kidnapping, and it was 12 of 18 people were involved with the FBI. So we're seeing that again with January 6th. The more and more the truth comes out, the more people will wake up. I just hope it's not too late.
Yeah, absolutely. So what's the goal? What's the agenda? Why would the FBI be involved in something like this? I mean, what's the big picture here?
We know it's Joe Biden getting up there saying we have a white supremacy problem. We've seen this since the Patriot Act. We've seen the gear up from the Bundy Ranch. We've seen everything lean toward the even 1992 when we started Stop Hate. It's racism. It's these things. It's control. It's fear. It's lack of education. And it's the same old story. But then you get them up there and say, hey, these are, you know, scary people. It's thought crimes. They could do something bad. That's where we're headed next. And we know the FBI is not doing an investigation. They're building a case. They're trying to vilify a whole side, conservatives this time. And we told people, look, the FBI is coming for us because we were there to stand against the government and to say we want a fair election. And I said, they're coming after you next. And they said, well, we're not going to D.C. We're not going to do anything bad. But they went to their school board meeting and they said, hey, I don't like CRT. Now the FBI is coming after them. So they have been weaponized. They are not the good guys. No one needs to talk to them without a lawyer. I mean, this is the thing. They will trap you. They're trying to get a million people that went to D.C. to say, I didn't do anything wrong. Okay, you lied. You do 5 years. That's scary.
Yeah, it is. It's absolutely crazy. And we keep hearing in the media over and over and over again that this was an insurrection. In fact, we had Joe Biden say it was almost worse than the Confederacy, because at least the Confederates didn't get into the Capitol. To your knowledge, has anyone been charged with insurrection or treason or sedition or anything like that?
There's been zero charges for insurrection. There were zero weapons found, and by definition, you know, a weapon has to be there to overthrow the government, right? I mean, that's in the definition. But here's what happened with that, Alex. They went from there were weapons when they found in the impeachment trial that there was not. They had to admit there were zero guns. Then they said, well, but there were flagpoles, and there was a guy with a spear, which was poor Jake, you know, and then
the guy with the horns.
Yeah, the horns and all that. Poor guy. And he got 4 years, man.
Oh, it's
terribly. But the thing is, now they're saying the very mob itself was the weapon. So they're changing their verbiage. They're changing the meaning of their words. Again, like they always do. At first, it was weapons. A violent mob was trying to overthrow the government. Now it's, well, the mob was the weapon. And that's, so they don't have anything. They're trying to push this thing. We know that four people at least were murdered that day, and they were not natural causes. We show that in the documentary. We show the guy being pushed off the wall. We don't actually think that guy was dead, but it doesn't explain the stroke victim that we don't have video of. There's so many questions and not enough answers. We have videos that we need to have before courts so they can decide. It's not up to us or public opinion or the government by itself. We need the system to work for us, not against us right now.
And so what can people do? I mean, people are at home, they're upset about this. Maybe some of them are even in D.C. They're worried that the FBI might show up at their door. They're worried about these political prisoners. I know certain members of Congress have now gotten involved. They're going to visit the political prisoners. But what can an average person do? How do they get informed? What's the best way to find your information? And what do you do after that?
Okay, so the big thing, people say, well, they can't get bail and they can't get bonds. So what can we do? There's a lot you can do. You can pray. There's a prayer group. Go to stophate.com/J6. And you'll find a prayer group, a letter writing opportunity so you can converse with these people. And when they write you back, they're going to say things like, can you call my family because I don't have any money? Can you call my children for me? So there's prayers, there's letters, there's the Stop Hate Department of Defense, StopHate/SHDOD. There's a list of so many prisoners with their fundraiser links. They have legal fees. Their families don't have the breadwinner at home, so they're suffering. I mean, their lives are turned upside down. At the hand of a tyrannical government, they need our support more than ever, and we can't let this go on because they're drug into deeper water. Because of no finances or funds or lawyers, we have to win this battle. But that's like our Alamo, Alex. I mean, we have to send the support that they didn't get. And we have to do that. And it's the people's responsibility because they stood for us. That was the election auditors, the first people that said, there's something wrong. We need to go address it. And they've been, you know, vilified. I mean, it's criminalized. You know, they're the bad guys, and they're not. And this is the way the government works. And so StopHate.com/J6 has a lot of information. Reach out to me at tips@StopHate.com if you have information that we need. I mean, there's a lot of videos still floating around, a lot of testimony. We've gotten a lot, and people are really active with that. So there are still ways to help. Spreading our documentary is probably one of the best ways. StopHate.news/writing history. And y'all can, you know, spread that around. Send it to media. Send it to your friends. Email it to people. Download it for free and blast it everywhere. People need the truth, and we need to see what happened in history, or we'll never know.
Well, David, I appreciate all that you're doing. Folks, go check out those websites, stophate.com, stophate.news. This man is the real deal. And go get involved somehow, guys. That could have been you. That could have been your family. Could have been your children. Get involved. Thanks, brother. Appreciate it. Thank you for watching, folks.